Charter schools have been around for more than 20 years. These privately run, publicly funded schools have spread to 41 states. But a key question lingers. Do kids in charter schools learn more than kids in traditional public schools? The latest study on that question suggests that some do learn more. Still, as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, that study has come under attack from one of the charter movement's biggest advocates.
There have been lots of skirmishes over charter school data over the years, but few have created as big a ruckus as the 26-state study of charter schools released recently by Stanford University's Center for Research on Education Outcomes, CRADO for short. Like previous studies, it concluded that kids in most charter schools are doing worse or no better than kids in traditional public schools. About a third, though, are doing better. And that's a big jump from 4 years ago. The gains among blacks, Latinos, and kids whose first language is not English have been impressive and surprising, says CRADO President Margaret Raymond.
The fact that we can show that significantly disadvantaged groups of students are doing substantially better in charter school, in reading and in math, that's very exciting.
Raymond says more and more charter school students are doing better because they're getting anywhere from 3 to 10 extra weeks of instruction compared to their public school counterparts.
The average charter school student in the United States is benefiting from additional days of learning compared to where they were 4 years ago and compared to the traditional public schools that they otherwise would have attended.
Now, none of this was in dispute, but when Jeannie Allen looked at the study, it upset her.
The way that CRADO has manipulated data and made conclusions about policy based on that data is absolutely uncredible.
Allen heads the Center for Education Reform. She loves charter schools and would do anything to support them, short of endorsing a study that she says makes bogus comparisons between charter school kids and regular public school kids.
They compare those students to students that don't even exist.
In other words, says Allen, the CRADO study did not compare real kids to real kids. Instead, researchers took selected data and created a composite student to represent public school kids.
Something we call the virtual twin.
CRADO's Margaret Raymond says it's a perfectly legitimate, not uncommon way to survey similar kids in very different schools and compare how much they're learning. Raymond stands by her findings.
We have a very long and we hope untarnished history and reputation as playing it just right down the middle. We let the data speak based on evidence, not on rhetoric.
It's one thing for opponents of charter schools to question a big study that has anything good to say about charter schools. It's another, though, for an influential, respected champion of charter schools like Jeannie Allen to do so. And that irritates some charter school leaders.
Is it the perfect study? No. But I would not discount the CRADO study as a bad study.
Nina Reese is head of the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools.
What's interesting about the CRADO study, more than anything else, are the findings for African-American students in poverty, for Hispanic students, and for English language learners.
A study's findings, though, first have to be credible, says Allen.
We absolutely can measure students, individual student achievement over time.
But it takes a lot of patience, lots of time, and lots of money that too many studies have been unable or unwilling to spend to get to that crucial question. Are charter school students learning more than kids in traditional public schools? This fall, 21 years after the first charter school opened, the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools and Harvard University will, for the first time, bring top researchers to Washington to deal with that question. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.